Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Today we tell a story of three children who think they are too grown up to enjoy Halloween.
Well, I see you're all set for Halloween.
Oh, I got everything I can think of for the party. Favors, games, and decorations.
Hey, you certainly look beautiful.
Oh?
I wonder why I've never noticed it before, Mrs. Greenwood.
Well, you've never seen me standing next to a pumpkin before. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, you're sorry.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now to the little town of Lakeview, where Aunt Charlotte is raising the Barton children, little Robert and teenage Barbara and Jack. Aunt Charlotte is just getting off the train from Hollywood and can hardly wait to see the children. And as she scans the platform, she hears Barbara shout,
Aunt Charlotte!
Oh, Barbara. Oh, Robert, let me give you a good big hug.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you again. Oh, Aunt Charlotte, you look wonderful.
Yeah.
So glamorous, exotic. And 20 years younger.
Oh, wait till the smoke from the train clears away. Where are Sylvester and Jack?
Sylvester's out there in the market, and Jack... Well, Jack left the house early this morning before your telegram came. Even before the rest of us got up.
Well, that doesn't sound like Jack.
Aunt Charlotte, I guess you better wait here till the porter brings your luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Hollywood, Aunt Charlotte. I bet when you got off the train in Hollywood, you were completely surrounded by photographers.
How did you know?
Isn't it always like that?
No, the first trip I made to California, I was completely surrounded by Indians.
Is it hard work making a picture?
Oh, every day I was up at the studio at 6 a.m., then I had to wait for hours.
For the producer to get started with
you? No, for the makeup man to finish with me.
Oh.
Now, darlings, now tell me something about you.
Oh? There's nothing to tell.
Nothing?
Things have been very dull, very boring, and very monotonous.
Yeah.
So?
Oh, well, I see. Well, Barbara, that upsweep hairdo of yours, is that a way of relieving the monotony?
Oh, wearing my hair this way makes me look so grown up and sophisticated. Not every girl could wear hair this way.
No, if I wore my hair that high, I'd be a traffic hazard to aeroplanes. Now, what took Jack out of the house so early this morning?
I don't know. He's been acting so strange lately. He's almost never home, and he won't say what he's up to.
Have you asked him?
Yes, but I can't get a definite answer. Aunt Charlotte, are the men you know evasive or definite?
Both. I can't pin them down, and they don't pin me up. Children, I could hardly wait to get back to you, and isn't it exciting?
What, Aunt Charlotte?
It's Halloween.
Halloween. That's just for children.
Yeah, well, you can still count me in.
Well... Perhaps you'll have a wonderful time this year, but I won't.
And I won't either.
But what about the Halloween party at the country club?
Everybody else is going, but me.
I'm too young. I'm too young for anything.
That's a complaint that ends with you.
There are two reasons why I'm not going. One, Mr. Taylor didn't ask me. And two...
You're not going to ask him?
Here's your luggage, Ms. Greenwood. Happy Halloween, Halloween.
What's happy about it?
That's what I say. Well, in spite of you two old people, this kid is going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Laura.
Welcome home.
Oh, hello there, Sylvester. Oh, it's good to see you, Sylvester. Is Jack home yet?
No.
What is all this mystery?
An honest thing, Laura, so no.
Well, have you done anything about it?
Yes. I've been wondering.
That's nice.
You remember that girl Jack sort of took up with just before you left?
Oh, you mean that southern girl with the jewels and the poor little me?
Yes, that's one. Yeah, Jack's been acting pretty serious.
Oh, well, Sylvester, when a boy's 17, it's never anyone interests for very long.
Love's very peculiar, Miss Greenwood. Hits some people one way, hits some another.
Miss me entirely.
Well, now, you say that with Jack, it's different again, Miss Greenwood. See, all he does is eat.
Eat?
Yeah, he's always munching on something.
What?
For dinner tonight, he wants a rare hamburger with an egg on top, mashed potatoes, macaroni, chocolate pudding, lemon rind pie, French pastry, and a big bowl of ice cream.
What? Does he eat the bowl, too? But, Sylvester, that doesn't sound like love. That sounds like a growing boy. But why does he leave so early in the morning?
I don't know.
Well, where does he go?
I don't know.
Well, why is he making the whole thing a big mystery?
Yes, he is, and all that much.
Oh, fine.
Well, I'd better get back to the kitchen. Taste that especially hungry tonight.
Oh, Charlotte, I am packed to say.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Oh, it is grand to be home.
Yes. Oh, I should think it would be a lot more fun to be in Hollywood. Something exciting happens there all the time.
Oh, my last day in California was the most exciting of all.
Oh, what happened?
The sun came out.
Oh, I just wish I were a movie star. Then Mickey Taylor would take notice of me.
Uh-oh.
I made over my blue evening dress just because he said he liked it. Does he care? And in the meantime, I'm not getting any younger, you know.
That's right, dear. An old high school alumnus like you, class of June 1945.
Well, let's face it, darling. It's a man's world. It was that way when I was a youngster, and I dare say that's the way it will always be. Dare say that's the way it will always be.
Now, Barbara, Mickey's head may be temporarily turned by some young flirt, but he'll wake up. He'll realize he needs a woman like you. He's been through life and seen things. Someone he can turn to for advice, a woman of maturity and judgment.
Well, wouldn't you think he'd know that by now?
Well,
and invite you to the Halloween dance?
Well, he could go with someone else.
No. As long as Mickey hasn't asked me, I won't go at all. I'll just smile and hold my head up and pretend I don't care.
Now, Barbara, darling, sometimes out of pride, people shut doors that are open to them without knowing what's on the other side of that door. They say, I'll have this or I'll have nothing. And by that, they limit the happiness that would otherwise come to them.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, if only Mickey weren't so wonderful. Every time I look at him, I think he'll melt.
I'd love to be melted down and rebuilt.
Oh, I'll go, Aunt Charlotte. Maybe it's Mickey. Maybe he's coming to ask me to the Halloween party. Maybe after all, he... Oh, it's Gertrude Gleason.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, Miss Greenwood. Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, I really... Oh, I am really... Someone invited me to the Halloween dance, and I mean, really, someone. I mean, it's a flyer. I mean, it's a mace. He called me King of Hearts.
Oh, Gertrude. I knew an ace once.
Did he call you King of Hearts?
No, he's Ten of Diamonds.
Ten of Diamonds? What's that?
Big casino.
Well, Gertrude, I'm glad you're not going to miss the Halloween party.
But, Barbara, I had the thing to wear, and you said you weren't going to the party, and you're a blue dress. Well, and the costume will be peachy-weechy on me. I mean, it actually would look peachy-weechy.
What do you mean, peachy-weechy?
That's lucky.
I see. That explains it.
All right. I'll let you wear my blue dress. What do I care about a silly, childish Halloween party? I'll get it for you, Gertrude.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Oh, Miss Greenwood. Oh, Miss Greenwood. When you were in Hollywood, did you meet Van Johnson?
Uh-huh. I met him at the Brown Derby, and he asked me for a date.
Oh, a date? Really?
Yes, he was writing a check, and he asked me the date.
Oh,
Miss Greenwood, isn't it awful about Janet Gregory?
Huh?
Well, Jack perfectly promised to take her to the Halloween dance, and now he says he can't take her. And I mean, Janet's really brokenhearted. I mean, I think it's crazy the way Jack deserves Janet because of that Southern girl, Claribel. I mean, it really is. I mean, it is really.
But are you sure that's the reason? Well, Robert, then we all went down to the swimming pool, and first I sat and dangled my toes at the shallow end, and then I went in wading.
You swam at the deep end?
That's where I was wading. You tell me about you, Robert. Now, how are you and arithmetic getting along?
Well, I'm beginning to catch on. Sometimes I even get the right answers.
Robert, I'm glad.
Isn't that, Charlotte? It's super having you home again.
Oh. That's what I've been waiting to hear you say ever since I got back. All the time I was in Hollywood, I kept thinking of my best beau.
Me?
And it made me warm inside to know that when I got my job done, that I was coming back as fast as I could to you and Jack and Barbara and home.
Home. That's kind of a funny word, isn't it, Aunt Charlotte?
A funny word, Robert?
Mm-hmm. Everything was just the same here while you were gone. The same chairs and the furniture and everything. But gosh, Aunt Charlotte, they didn't feel the same because, well, because you weren't here.
Yes, Robert, that is the sweetest thing anyone ever said to me. But now I am home again, and it's Halloween. It's going to be Tuesday night.
Halloween has seen fun. Mayor Hamilton says he won't let us take soap in windows, roll on the streets, and dump garbage cans or anything.
Well, fun is only fun when it's fun for everyone, not just you and your pals. We didn't soak windows last year, and we still managed to have a lot of fun. Don't blame Mayor Hamilton.
Well, when I grew up, I'm not going to vote for Mayor Hamilton.
Well, you've got quite a few years before that, Robert.
Charlotte, how long have you been voting?
Since they passed the woman's suffrage amendment.
How old were you then?
I was...
Well, you what?
I was in favor of it.
How's the number one guy on my hit parade?
I'm listed on everybody else's.
Jack, darling, I've been longing to see you. Why didn't you tell a fellow when you were coming? I'd have been down to the station with a brass band and a dozen roses.
I telegraphed that you left this morning before the wire came.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, but...
Jack, what have you been eating? What is in that paper bag?
Bag? Oh, bananas.
Bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta go over to Randy's house and see if the captain's got something to do for Halloween. Gosh, there's just nothing left for kids to do.
Nothing?
See you later, Aunt Charlotte.
I guess I better be going too, Aunt Charlotte.
But, Jack, wait a minute. Now, Gertrude Gleason told me that Janet Gregory is very disappointed that you aren't taking her to the Halloween party.
I can't take her, Aunt Charlotte. It's just that I feel different about things, that's all.
You do, Jack?
And it wouldn't be right to take her. I mean, it wouldn't be ethical. When you've given a promise to someone...
What sort of a promise, Jack?
Gee whiz, Aunt Charlotte, weren't you young once?
Yes, but once wasn't enough. How about that promise you made?
Well,
I'll get it, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm going anyway. I'll get it, Sylvester. Excuse me, Aunt Charlotte, so long.
Sylvester, how long has this mystery business been going on?
Dunno, Miss Greenwood. Dunno. Only began to notice a short time ago.
Well, Matilda Hamilton said a mother couldn't stay away from her children too long.
Don't know what to do, Miss Greenwood, don't
know. Well, I know. As soon as Jack gets off that phone, I'm going to keep those wires hot myself. And Sylvester, we're going to have fun this Halloween if I have to ride a broomstick over the moon.
People neglect their friends on those occasions when they should remember them. You know, it isn't always a matter of thoughtlessness. For often people are shy about expressing themselves. Somehow they can't seem to find a word to interpret what's in their heart. Yet a card could speak for them so easily. And at your Hallmark dealers, there's always a card that says just what you want to say, just the way you want to say it. Is there someone you know who is ill, perhaps facing many months in the hospital? Among your dealer's fine selection of Hallmark cheer cards, you'll find a card to convey your own comforting get-well message, or choose a gay, humorous cheer card. A Hallmark wedding card can help you in wishing happiness to the bride. your beautiful Hallmark card will bring your congratulations in perfect taste. And so it is with the best wishes you want to send on your friend's anniversary or when a certain bundle from heaven arrives. Yes, whatever the occasion, you'll find an appropriate Hallmark card. Make your selection this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood show. Aunt Charlotte has hurried home from Hollywood only to find all three children behaving strangely and not looking forward to a happy Halloween. It's late afternoon. Aunt Charlotte has just completed the last of a long series of telephone calls as Sylvester entered.
Miss Greenwood, is Mrs. Hamilton to see you?
Oh, hello, Charlotte.
Oh, my, I'm glad you phoned me. It's so good to have you home again.
Hello, Matilda. Well, I'm glad to see you. You know, I've got a thousand things to ask
you. Now, first, let me look at you, Charlotte.
My
goodness, every time you go away, you come back a new woman.
Not you, just recap.
Matilda, I want to talk to you about the children, about what's happened, and then about Halloween.
Well, now, before we go into all that, tell me something about Hollywood.
My, we've ended through the excitement. Those super colossal premieres they have out there. Thousands of fans lining the streets.
The first one I went to, a little boy rushed up to me
to get your autograph.
No, he wanted to sit on my shoulder and watch.
But tell me now about this Halloween business. Well, the mayor is certainly trying to keep things under control. But some of the boys are already building bonfires, removing gates, and chicken coops.
Well, I know. Robert is unhappy, Barbara is confused, and Jack has turned himself into a walking mystery.
Gosh, that's shot. Hello, Mrs. Hamilton.
Well, hello, Robert.
What's the matter with kids anyway? Can't get a fellow to leave the house. Not much of a Halloween. The mayor says we can't have any fun. The fellows are scared.
Well, the mayor didn't say we couldn't have any fun, Robert, did he, Matilda?
Oh, of course not, Charlotte. He just wants them to be sensible.
Well, he won't let us have the kind of fun we want to.
Well, what's this about somebody being scared, Robert?
Oh, Randy's scared. He says there's a lot of goblins and witches flying around his window. He won't come out. I guess they could scare a fellow if he was afraid.
Yes, Robert, fear of the unknown. Why, that's why our yesterdays never frighten us, but our tomorrows just scare us to death.
Are you scared because I'm scared there isn't going to be any Halloween to scare a guy?
Charlotte, that's a lot of fear without any fright.
I know, and a lot of goblins without any Halloween.
Well, if you'll excuse us, Matilda, Robert and I'll get busy and scare up a few goblins.
Yes, Charlotte. Are we going to have goblins here in the house?
Yes, and go and get the bait out of the car, son. There's corn stalks and pumpkins and costumes and a bushel of red apples. I'll help.
Say, I have a few minutes, Charlotte. Can I do anything?
Well, tell Sylvester to drag that wash tub in here and fill it up with water.
Oh, boy. I bet you were going to bop for apples.
Well, Charlotte, I'll also dip some apples and put them on sticks. That is, if I can find anything that looks like a stick.
Don't look at me when you say that.
But the line was busy, Dickie Dick.
I'm sorry, dear, but I was using the phone all afternoon.
And what have you done to the house? It looks like a barnyard.
Barbara, come here, will you, and hold this donkey while I pin it on the wall.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, hold his fighting end steady, will you?
Oh, those ridiculous pumpkins grinning all over the room. What are you giving? A silly child's party?
Yes, Halloween is a wonderful night for grown-ups to be children and children to be silly. There. Now put that pumpkin with the biggest grin on it in the window.
What for? That pumpkin won't make anybody laugh.
Well, I haven't got time to sit in the window myself. Barbara, what is bothering you?
When I was helping Gertrude let out my blue dress, Janet phoned and said Mickey was at her house.
Yes, I spoke to Mickey and Janet on the phone.
Janet taking Mickey Taylor to the Halloween dance.
Are you quite sure she's taking him?
Here's the apples,
Charlotte. Oh, that's wonderful, Robert.
Here, mm-hmm. Robert, I'll help you put them in that tub of water.
I can do without splashing. Say, what's that purple stuff over your eyes, Barbara?
Men shouldn't pry into women's secrets, Robert. That is eyeshadow.
Gosh, her eyes look like mine did the time Jimmy Hearn stopped me. But her hair sticks good for apple bobbing.
Whoa, that's an upswept hairdo, son, and very fashionable.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Charlotte.
Antoine says all the older young men like this sophisticated style.
Is Mickey one of the older young men, Barbara?
Hi, everybody. What's going on here?
Well, here's Jack the Banana King.
Can't a guy eat what he likes?
Well, I hope you like pumpkin pie because we're going to have a lot of it.
Mm. What's all this mystery about anyway, Jack? Eating your head off morning, noon, and night.
Barbara, Jack will tell us when he wants to.
Jack, Charlotte, I like a woman who lets a man keep his independence.
I like a man to take away mine.
Now, Robert, let's challenge Barbara and Jack.
What else, George?
Bobbies are apples. I bet we can get bigger ones than they can.
I bet you can't.
But we can. I think it's silly.
Well, you didn't think it was silly last year when you caught more apples than anybody else, even the fellas.
Last year, I was a child.
Well, if that's what makes you a child, Barbara, here goes a babe in arms.
The big one, George! The big one! Hey, got it!
Oh! Well, not a very big one. I guess you'll have to save the day, Robert.
Here goes.
Hey, he's got one.
Oh, good work, partner.
Wish it was bigger, Aunt Florence.
Let's show him up, Barbara. I'll go first.
Hey, he's got the littlest one in the cabin, Joe. He wins practically.
Wait a minute. Barbara, you see that whopper over there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you better get it or we're sunk.
Oh, she can't get that.
Oh, can I?
Okay, then stand back and give her plenty of room. If she gets that big one, she's a wonder.
Okay, what?
Head it, girl, Barbara.
Hey, he's ducking her head into the water.
Oh,
oh, boy, look. Barbara's hair's coming down.
Oh, so it is.
He's back, the big one.
How did we do?
We won.
Oh, well, no wonder with a mermaid on your side.
Oh, gee. You practically dived in. I'll get it, Aunt Doll. I'm not a mermaid. I'm a mess. $3.50 for that hairdo.
That mascara of yours wasn't waterproof, darling. Here's a doll.
Thanks.
If that's Janet Gregory calling, I hope it isn't. Oh. Hello, Janet. Yeah, I'm glad to see you.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jack.
Oh, I'm glad you could come, Janet.
Oh, I wanted to come. I didn't want to be alone.
As if you ever could be.
Hey, Mickey, dear. Mickey? Mickey Taylor? You... But you're... Funny. How do you do, Mr. Taylor? And Miss Gregory?
Thank you for coming, Mickey.
Oh, thank you, Miss Finley. Hiya, Barbara. Say, what have you done to make yourself beautiful again?
Beautiful? Oh, I'm a wreck and you know it.
The kind of a wreck that makes every man want to be a sailor. Mickey means that your hair isn't tied up in a doorknob.
Well, every girl looks prettier with her hair falling over her shoulders, doesn't she, Miss Finley?
With me, the longer my hair is, the further it falls. And the more it covers, the better I look.
Well, I don't know how to say it, Barbara, but in the last couple of weeks, you sort of... Well, you were different.
Mickey's trying to tell you, Barbara, that he likes you windblown, natural, fresh, 18. You were selling out nature's million-dollar job for $3.50. Anybody want a bargain for $1.98?
Charlotte, nobody's going to steer us.
Sylvester has everything ready.
I'll get it.
Janet, light the candles on the table, and Jack, will you push back those chairs, and Barbara and Mickey bring on the refreshments.
Oh, all right. Charlotte, here's Randy. Mercer, thanks for looking after him.
Oh, hello, Randy. You're just in time to grab a big prize out of that box.
Miss Greenwood, well, I saw them. I saw them all around the house. Goblins and witches and everything bad.
Oh, I understand, Randy. Now, do you think if I introduced you to a real nice goblin that you'd be afraid of him?
There aren't any nice goblins. They're all out to scare you. They like to scare you.
You come over here, dear. Now, close your eyes. Now, you let me put this costume on you.
I'm not afraid of you, Miss Greenwood.
No,
quiet.
Girls are scared of everything, aren't they? The fellas aren't afraid of anything.
Well, I've met a lot of them that were afraid of an altar. Now, Randy, hold out your arms, darling, while I put this over your shoulders. That's a boy. There. Now, what do you think you look like?
I don't know what I look like. But I feel like me. You don't look like you.
You really feel like you, Randy? Then I want you to look at yourself in this mirror.
See? I look like a goblin.
Yeah. What's inside that goblin costume?
Why, you, Miss Greenwood.
Uh-huh. And that's all that's inside of any goblin. A little boy like you, Randy. Because you put him there. That's all goblins are. Something we think of, something we imagine. We make them good and we make them bad. Because they only exist in our imagination. Most of us imagine all the things we're afraid of,
All the goblins in the world aren't strong enough to stand up under one ray of light.
Jane, way for the east.
Come on, everybody, pile in.
Jack, there's a stock of bananas for you, boys.
Oh, I guess I'd better concentrate on the donuts. They're fattening.
Jack, will you go upstairs and weigh yourself?
Weigh myself? What for, Aunt John?
I have a hunch. Run along.
Okay.
Oh, gee, I'm glad I didn't go to the country club dance. This is a lot more fun.
Mm.
Oh, have some more cider, Missy?
Oh, I can go for another donut, too.
How about you, Janet?
I'll go for more of everything.
Ooh! Help yourselves. Yeah, I guess those scales are right, Aunt Charlie. I weigh exactly 135 pounds.
How much did you weigh before you went on this heavy diet?
Gosh, exactly 135 pounds. And I've been stuffing myself for 3 weeks.
Jack, was that because you were afraid you couldn't make the football team?
Well, I figured out if I weighed a little bit more and I was pretty husky, the coach would give me a chance.
To be a shining star, a big hero?
Gosh, everybody likes to be a hero.
And like Barbara, like Randy, like Robert, you've been afraid. You were afraid, Jack, to let anyone know what you were doing. Because if you failed, you were afraid to let anyone know you were trying. Everybody would have helped you, but you were afraid to ask.
Oh, I wasn't afraid of anything, that's all.
Yes, you were, dear. You were afraid of the most precious thing a girl can have, your youth. You tried to be somebody else, and as a result, you weren't really anybody. And you, Robert, you were afraid that there wouldn't be any fun for Halloween.
But it has been fun, Aunt Charlotte.
Sure has, Miss Greenwald.
Your fears were the only ghosts and goblins of Halloween.
Miss Greenwald, here's a witch's costume. Kind of scary.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, you couldn't be a witch.
No, then how come they offered me a job as test pilot in the broom factory?
Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying word, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And I'm Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I know a busy mother with 1,000 daily cares who will say each time I meet her, "Oh, I've found some more gray hairs. It's the housework and the children that are turning my hair gray. All these problems and this pressure are just wearing me away." And I wonder, as I listen, while she frets about her curls, if you've ever looked at diamonds or admired the glow of pearls. For an oyster has a problem when some sand gets in its shell, but it covers it with beauty, and it makes a pearl as well. And a worthless lump of carbon hidden deep beneath the earth changes form because of pressure, and a diamond is given birth. Without problems, without pressure, they'd have both been sand or coal. Let's be thankful that our problems help to make a lovely soul.
And now, until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Dean with saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm your friend.
So long.
The Hallmark Charlie Greenwood Show came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. Professors played by Ian Wolfe. The Martin children, Barbara, Robert, and Jack, were played by Bob Ryler, Bobby Larson, and Edward Ryan.